All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. My name is Alex Mason, and I am your host. So grateful you're joining me today, celebrating the 300th episode of Investment Banking Insights. And I am just so grateful. This is amazing. Thank you for sharing this journey with me. It has been a long time coming, getting to this point in the show, and I'm just excited to show up here every day for you guys. So yeah, whether you've already gotten your offer, or more likely if you're listening to this now, you're in the pursuit of your offer or somewhere in that process. But if you got an offer and the show has helped you, I would love to hear about it. You can email me. You can say thanks by giving this show a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple, wherever you're listening to this. And I really appreciate that. Now, I want to talk to you today about the state of the industry. What does investment banking look like right now in 2024? And what are some of my thoughts as far as where things may be headed? Now, as many of you know, this has been a tough recruiting cycle. There's a lot of people who are still out there looking for their internships, looking for jobs. The industry itself has struggled. And so I want to rewind the clock a little bit to provide some context of how we got here. So going back a couple of years to 2021, now, in 2021, investment banks had record revenues due to some incredible levels of deal activity. Bankers were just making a ton of money, and they were putting in a ton of hours on the job, too. And this was spurred by record low interest rates. There was a huge influx of money supply from the U.S. government during this time, which was during the pandemic. And monetary policy was enacted to help move money through the economy. Stimulus checks, low interest rates, and also some pandemic loan programs for small businesses. There were a number of policies that were designed to move money. And guess what? Those policies worked. And some of the effects of that was increased deal activity. When a business has a low cost of debt, buying another business becomes a lot more attractive because they can borrow that money at a low rate and make a high return from owning that other business. So that then requires investment bankers to help assist with those deals. And guess what? The investment bankers then make more revenue. And I went ahead and dug up a couple of statistics just to illustrate this point, just a couple bulge bracket banks that publish their numbers on a regular basis. So one is Wells Fargo. So in 2021, Wells Fargo pulled in $2.3 billion in investment banking fees, which was up 26% from a year earlier. So really good growth there. I also looked at JP Morgan Chase's numbers. They made $13.4 billion in fees in 2021, which is up over 40% from the prior year. And of course, these bulge bracket banks, they're getting the mega deals that come along, right? So the bigger the deals, the bigger the cut that they get. So that's where these billions in revenue are coming from. Wow, $13.4 billion in fees just from investment banking. And JP Morgan Chase is a huge company making billions and billions of dollars. And even that number is meaningful for JP Morgan, $13.4 billion. So that happened. But things changed. Fast forward now to 2022, and you have the war in Ukraine going on. Oil and gas prices are rising. Interest rates are rising to combat inflation, which is rearing its ugly head. And prices have increased as well. And so what does this do to the cost of debt? The cost of debt rises as a result. And that's exactly what happened. So it became more costly for businesses to operate as well as to borrow money to buy other businesses. And so what did that do? It reduced deal activity. Deal activity fell sharply. The IPO market did as well, and they just kind of shriveled up. I remember reading Wells Fargo's annual report. I think that their investment banking revenue the following year declined by 40%. So just this huge, huge drop down to pre-pandemic levels. So overall industry revenues in North America in the 2022, they were $76 billion, and they went from $76 billion to just $40 billion over the course of 2021 to 2022, which is a fall of 47%. And in 2023, things were not much better. Investment banking revenue in the United States was down 10% last year. But in the midst of all this, there is good news, because I do believe that things are turning around. If you look at some of the data, you see some of the things going on in the markets, these things bode well for investment bankers. So far in 2024, according to Wall Street Journal and Dealogic, investment banking revenues are up 20% so far. So we're about 2.25 months into the year. We're not even a full quarter into the year yet, but it looks like IB revenues are starting to look up 20%. And then additionally, the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, he has signaled that rate cuts may come later in 2024. So I think there's more hope for increased deal activity. So what does this mean for you? It means keep on grinding. If you're out there looking for a job, keep on going at it, because firms are still hiring. And especially if deal activity is picking up, these firms are going to need more analysts and more associates to hit the desk and do their thing. So keep on grinding. And ultimately, I think there's a lesson here, which is that investment banking, it's a cyclical business. It's a cyclical business. Some industries are relatively stable. Some industries are relatively cyclical. And banking is one of those. It rises and falls depending on the activity in the market, which is impacted in turn by the broader economy. Now, in different sectors, you're going to have different levels of rising and falling. The amplitude of the rising and falling differs between industries depending on the point in time. For example, like tech was growing like crazy in 2020, 2021, and then fell sharply in 22 and 23. Whereas like the paper industry, the materials industry, was more or less steady, from what I understand. So you can have differences between industries as well. And remember that investment banking advisory fees, they're taken as a percentage of the value of a transaction. So if a business is willing to pay more for another business, then that means that the bank is going to make more money as a result, because it's the transaction value, the enterprise value of the transaction. And so that's basically how banks make money. There are other ways that banks make money as well, through things like issuing fairness opinions and things of that nature, but those usually don't bring in the level of fees that, say, a big sell side deal is going to bring in. So that's just something to note, but just wants you to get the broader context of what's going on here. It's been pretty tough for the industry, but there are some signs of life that things are getting better. So I just want you to be encouraged that there is, I believe, a bright future in banking, because guess what? Deals are always going to need to be done. There's always going to be strategic realignments between companies. Businesses are going to need to raise capital in every market environment. And especially if you look at some smaller deals, say you look at the middle market, somewhere between the $100 million and $1 to $2 billion range in terms of transaction value, you're still seeing a lot of deal activity, a lot of deal volume, because it's a lot easier to sell a $100 million business than a $10 billion business. Why? Because there just aren't as many buyers for those mega businesses. Like, who has access to that capital? Only other large businesses or really large private equity funds or people with sources of enormous capital. But once you get down to like $100 million, $200 million, there are a fair amount of businesses that are able to take that on. And so that can lead to increased deal volume. So if you're thinking about working in the middle market, that's another area you might want to look at. You will not work on as big deals, but you will likely work on a higher volume of deals, which could be really, really great experience in terms of your career as a banker. So just something to think of there. All right, that's what I got today here on Investment Banking Insights, the 300th episode. And I'm so excited for the next 100 episodes that I can share with you. I've got some exciting things in the works that I've been working on that I'll be sharing with you shortly. But until then, I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll see you next time. Take care.